The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Test, 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 test,
there
test,
you
test,
go.
Test, test, test. All right.
All right. What was that?
I unplugged the cord and plugged it back in. It runs through like an adapter.
Mm-hmm.
Splitter thing, you know, that four-way
oh,
splitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it could just be like
little
something where that thing gets hung up or something.
Yeah. So what's up, man?
I'm making sure I'm doing all this right.
Hold on. Okay.
I think I'm doing it right. Yep, I'm doing it right.
Cool. Me too.
All right. Did he make it up there?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I think he's almost there.
Have you been communicating? We're talking about because, this is going on your channel.
No, it is going on my channel, which is that works out really well, actually.
Yeah. So like most everyone that's listening to this has probably seen the video, so they know you sold the truck.
Yes, I have sold the 4Runner. So if
you sold the 4Runner. So that part, like we don't really need to talk about that too much because the video covered everything.
Right, right.
But what I want to talk about is like you sitting here waiting for the truck to make it up there.
It's nerve wracking.
It's nerve wracking.
Not for anything other than
him.
Okay. So for people who don't know, yes, I sold the 4Runner, but I sold it to somebody who lives in Redding, California, which is basically at the top of California. And it's a 9-hour drive from here. So, but I guess we can go into a little bit of the backstory on it because I didn't go into the nuts and bolts of it. You know?
Yeah, I was really, there was a little bit of lacking on your video. I was
well,
like,
I didn't know exactly like that whole thing. So I recorded the second part of that. If you haven't seen the video, it's on the channel. Go watch the video. Everybody's
seen the video.
Everybody's seen it? You think so?
Everybody's that's listens to our podcast watches both of our videos.
All right, good. So they've seen it. I recorded the second part with me sitting in the chair that day. So a lot of stuff going on, you know, getting the truck ready, getting it out. The day before I changed the oil in it, just nut and bolting the whole thing and just really going over it, making sure that this is good. So, yeah, I did probably miss some things. So but
yeah, because there was like I was really curious to see you didn't put who you sold it to or it didn't.
I didn't know if I didn't know if that was my place
whatever.
To say, you know, I was waiting for him to announce it. You know, it was all like in that moment, in that, you know, few hours before he came and picked it up, you know, I didn't know where everything kind of stood. But since then, he's announced it. He's posted a bunch of pictures of it. Let's talk about it from the beginning. I do want to talk about it from the beginning now that it's all said and done. I've been hinting at selling this thing for a really long time. Like if people have been paying attention, I've been hinting at it for a long time. I had to go through a thing where I was comfortable with it. And the way I had envisioned this thing to go down in the beginning was actually to make a video announcing that it was for sale.
Yeah.
But I was kind of putting it off. I was kind of like hesitant. I was still kind of debating it in my mind. And the way that it went down was the only way that it was supposed to go down. And that was this guy who actually owned the reason he really wanted this particular truck is because he owned Louis's old truck.
Yeah,
from NorCal, Louis, an art club who passed away.
Yeah. This all started with me. I'm the one that
I know
this. Whole
I know
thing.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there. It all fits together. Yeah. I want to go over the whole thing. So this guy, he's in Freaks of Nature, Brandon, really good dude, really really good dude. We've actually talked about him and spoke with him before. He puts on Freaktoberfest up in Northern California. So we're quite aware of each other. It's not like just some random dude. But it was an hour to get down to the airport to pick him up and an hour and a half to get home. So we had plenty of time to kind of like chop it up.
To get to know each other more.
And, it's great. Super good dude. I couldn't have imagined it going to a better person, but anyway, he really gravitated towards his truck because he really loved Louis' truck. And Louis was a 89-95 extra cab blue V6 motor. It's a very similar truck. So when he found out about this one, you know, being available, he really went after it. And
well,
so,
to be fair, that's actually not what he wanted.
Oh, really?
He wanted Joey, NorCal Joey's truck. He wanted a body drop 4Runner. He wanted a roll pan. Mm-hmm. And he wanted a 4-cylinder. He didn't want a V6.
Oh, well, Joey's doesn't have a 4-cylinder.
That's what I told him, too, because me and him talked quite a bit before.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know this side of it. And I was getting there because he had said, the way my side of the story is he said that he hit you up about Joey's truck. You basically said, Joey probably never sell that truck. Yeah. However, Frank has this truck. So it's a Friday afternoon. I'm just at home. I get a message from him. And
well, hold on. There's still more to that.
Well, I'm just talking about from my side, but go ahead.
I know, but okay. So he hit me up about, he goes, hey, that green 4Runner in your club, I want to buy it. I have some money, da 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 da. And I said, he probably won't sell it, but here's his wife's Instagram. You can try to hit her up. And he did hit her up, like requested, sent a message, but everything happened so fast afterwards. But I was like, well, I know another 4Runner that's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, okay. Which I said yours. And he goes, well, is it a 4-cylinder? It's a V6. I want a 4-cylinder.
Mm.
And I was like, well, Joey's. So I had to look on the old Motor Trend article because I shot Joey's truck back in the day. So I was like, oh, that'll be where the information is. I can get that faster than I can get it from Joey.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, same thing. I was like, well, his is a V6 too. And then that's when he went into the roll pan thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I wanted a roll pan. I don't like bumpers on 4Runners.
Yeah. He said that to me too. And
so I said, well, his truck is a factory blue color. I was like, it's not like a custom color. I was like, so you could just put a roll pan on it and then have it paint match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was pretty adamant about putting a roll pan on it. I'm the complete opposite. I love the rear bumper on that truck. So I was like, but again, it's not, he could literally do whatever he wants with it now, you know? But yeah, so that all came about. And within 5 days, this thing went from a, hey, what's going on with it, to this dude flying down from Northern California, picking him up at the airport. He got on a plane, came down to Ontario. I picked him up. We drove up here. He got in the truck and left.
Yeah.
Like, it just happened like that, you know? And to me, like, that was the only way that it was really going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, I was not, to be completely honest with you, I was not looking forward to the whole putting it out for sale, like fielding, you know, questions and fielding people. Like, I wasn't really looking forward to that, you know?
It seems like with these things, and this kind of, we'll talk about this when we talk about the Tacoma, buying a Tacoma, is there is no, like, mulling things over.
Not
like
really.
When you want something, you go get it. Mm-hmm. Like, or when you want to sell something, it's like, someone has money, they just go, they're just going to buy it.
Right.
They're not going to sit there and go, oh, because what happens is, at least for me, this happened to me last week with the truck, actually. I waited a day too late and the truck was gone.
Oh, really?
And it was the exact thing I wanted. And now I'm not going to be able to find it.
Oh, no. What was it? Do you want to disclose?
It was a Titan.
Oh, a new Titan. Oh, an XT. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was literally made an appointment, went down to the dealership, and they're like, yeah, we sold it last night.
Oh, wow.
I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, and now I can't find anything for that price.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, and yeah. So, and that's the way that this worked out. This guy knew what he wanted and he just went after it, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm actually glad it went down like that. You know, the willingness to get it, and then the kind of like the little buffer to me, kind of like to acclimate it, you know, and make the video. Like, that was all like, so interesting. This is an interesting part of the video. When I'm washing the truck, I shot that a couple weeks ago when I got it ready to take it down to LA, which is funny. Had I known that was going to be my last ride in this thing, but actually,
you could have like kind of like used that as the,
yeah, something the last like that. But, thing, yeah. But you know what? It was really cool because, you know, after I got back from that show, we talked and I was like, I just had a really great time. And it worked out because it was me by myself with that truck, just taking it on this thing again. Like, all of these things just worked out. You know what I mean?
Well, if you look at like how he did it too, that's the way you have to do it when you buy something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no messing around. There's no like waiting. Like, well, I don't know. Like, no, it's like you figure out exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Know what that know about the vehicle, and then just like just go get it. So like him by him hopping on a plane and picking it up. Like, I think that's super legit.
Oh, dude, yeah, 100%. It was like just it was meant to happen like that. And then so back to the video thing about me washing it. Like, I had filmed that. You know, a couple weeks ago with the intention that like at some point I'm going to use this. This is sort of my idea for the video. And then this happens. And then it was what did we do last weekend? Oh, it was Father's Day weekend. So it was like Friday he hits me up. And at that point, I'm not 100%, you know, certain. I don't know. You know, this is just sort of like a hey, what's going on kind of thing. So I go through my weekend. We go down to the beach on Sunday. And that's when things start getting hot. So Sunday night, that's when he's like starts making plans. Like, okay, I'm getting a flight. We're gonna do this. We're doing this and this and this. I'm like, oh man, this is like for real. And I really hadn't discussed it with Angie at that point either. It was still like me and Brandon had talked on Friday, and when Angie got home, I had mentioned it to her. Like, hey, there's this guy. You know, we have been talking about you know selling the 4Runner for a while, and there's this guy. He wants it. Just putting it out there, but nothing really serious. But Sunday night, things started heating up. Monday morning, I'm like, because by Sunday night, he had already booked his flight for Thursday. And so Monday morning, I'm like, I gotta make this video. So then I sat down, I went through all of my hard drives way back to try as far back as I started recording stuff, picking out stuff. That was tough.
I know. I had a clip that would have went so good in there from the LA show we went to where your youngest is laying in the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I have that clip, and I didn't use it in the video because she was like, didn't want it. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. She's like, ah. So I didn't put it in my video, but it would have been good for that one.
Yeah,
it showed the contrast between her being little.
I know, because I didn't really have anything of them older. You know, the oldest that I have them, and they're like maybe in like 10 or they like 10-ish. You know, but
which kind of goes to like the whole thing of like. You utilize that truck for what it was for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your family growing up, cruising with you. And now you do that less.
You know what? Okay, go ahead.
I was saying you do that less, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like there's this transition period where they're not these young little girls anymore going to shows with you. They're starting their own kind of paths, you know what I mean? And you are going to start this new path where you don't need the four seats type.
That's exactly. So I've gotten gotten hundreds of messages. So I've been fielding messages, a lot of messages, but yeah, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be so exciting to make new memories with the kids and stuff. But honestly, that's where it's at. My kids are going to go to college soon.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be me and Angie, you know? And so it is cool to start this new thing with like more, this is going to sound dumb, but take it for what it's worth, a more sporty truck, you know, little kind of two seater, maybe a little more, you know? So like it is, this is the next half of my life, you know, life being a guy with older kids and still doing what we do. And it's all just part of this long, long process, you know? And, yeah. And so, yeah, making that video, pulling all those clips was really hard. Angie, I'm going to put Angie, sorry, Angie, I'm going to put you on blast a little bit. She was like, she took it real hard. Like she, like through the process, like I made a rough cut of the beginning of that video. She comes home from work, watches it, just tears. I'm tears. She's tears. We're all tears. So I get past that. You know, we get past that. And every time she watches it, she gets a little choked up. And then as the truck was leaving, like that was. She was pretty emotional. I wasn't at that point, but Angie was. Sorry, Angie, to put you on blast, but you know, it is.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody would think differently.
No, I'm just Angie, Angie herself. Yeah. But and then that day, like I said, so Monday, I'm like, I got to make this video. So I start making it Tuesday, Wednesday, I do the oil change, the nut and bolt check. I'm nervous too. Like, you know, this is a nervous thing for me. Like I'm getting rid of this thing that I've had for a really long time. I know it's a solid truck, but there's always those things in the back of your mind.
If something happens when you're driving it.
Yeah. You're like, oh, it's
my truck.
Yeah.
Something happens halfway up there when he bought it. Yeah. It's on his truck, but you're not the type of person to be like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
You're bad.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's like, you're going to feel, you have a conscience.
Empathy.
You're going to empathy towards that. And you're going to be like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because there's honestly, it would be interesting to see if anyone that's happening. It happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a truck in NorCal.
Oh, yeah. The one that ended up being Bubba's.
Yeah. And then I ended up driving it home and it broke down and I didn't even make it home. I t- turned around and gave made a trade, and I was like, I don't want this thing.
Yeah.
And it ended up just being a wire under the seat that broke.
Yeah, I remember that.
So like,
I don't remember.
But I didn't spend as much money as this person did for your truck. It was just kind of a junker truck, mm-hmm. not junker, but you know.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was younger. I didn't have a lot of money, and so it felt that way.
Yeah.
You know, like I felt you almost feel powerless.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And that's what I was worried about. But you know what? Man, that truck runs good. That yeah. dude, like he took off. A couple hours later, he texts me. He's like, "This thing is amazing." He's like, "I effing love this truck. I don't think I'll ever get rid of it. It's so nice." And then since then, you know, throughout today, he's sending me messages, and he's really stoked on it, and it's just cruising. He's like, "Yeah, man." He's like, "I'm just driving it, just enjoying it." You know, so. Yeah, so and I think it's currently almost noon, and I think he's pretty close to being home with it.
Yeah, he probably should be pretty close.
And I'm not gonna say all the things, like he's not gonna do a bunch of things to it. He's gonna do some things to it, you know. I don't know how much. I don't think it'd matter if what I say, but he wants to change the wheels. He wants to have the roll pan, and just kind of like finish. He doesn't even really want to finish the interior because you know he's got younger kids and stuff, and he's like,
yeah.
I don't, you know, if I finish this thing, I'm gonna be like, oh no, don't spill that or whatever. He's like, we just want to cruise. So, and you know what? Okay, you want to know something else? Another little layer to this whole cake. So many years ago, when we were leaving our old club and kind of like feeling stuff out, we were hanging out with Freaks a lot. And there was this small moment in time when I thought maybe I was going to be in Freaks of Nature.
Oh, yeah. And then and now Brandon, the truck's going to be in Freaks
of Nature. And now the truck's going to be in Freaks of Nature. And it's so interesting how the destiny for that truck had always been to be in Freaks. It just sort of took this little 10-year hiatus in Forbidden Fantasy, but ends up being in Freaks, you know? So I thought that was like, there's all these like little coincidental layers and like all of this like little tiny things that came to fruition. But I'm really, so now post it being gone, post it being someone else's truck now, I'm still kind of like riding that little bit of a high from, you know, all of this stuff, but it is like slowly kind of like I'm sinking back into reality, and I'm really happy. I'm not, we'll see, you know, I had a few comments say like, oh, see how you feel in 6 months. We'll see. I don't know. I can't.
You won't even think about it.
I don't even think so. With what we got cooking now, I honestly don't think so, but in this moment right now, I'm very happy. I'm happy for him.
The only time I think you're going to have a little, not regret, not anything, but a little look back is when you start paying for your new truck to get built.
You think so?
Yeah. It's a lot. It doesn't matter. Like, it's a lot of money that's going to go out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I had that with my truck. Mm-hmm. And even though, like, my truck was broken up and over chunks of time, you know what I mean? It's just like, you have this money in your bank account, and then you're just like, oh, and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait a minute. I already had a running driving truck.
Well, but we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know. You know, we'll get to that in a second. We'll just finish the thoughts on this truck. You know, even seeing the photos that he's posting of it, I'm not sad, you know, So we got over that stuff. There's a lot of emotional attachment. There's a lot of history. Got a lot of stuff wrapped up into it. But also the other side of the coin, have I not said for a long time, like, I don't mind when this truck sells. Saying that? Like,
yeah, but you could see it from the outside looking in. You didn't drive that truck everywhere.
Exactly.
So you didn't. You loved the truck, and the truck was like the tool to get to where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't never, like, even going to a local show, you're just like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, if you love a truck, you will drive it and take it to as many. You will figure out how to get it to a show regardless of the situation.
Well, I've said many.
And any time you were just like, you just hop in the Titan. Nope, just hop in the Tundra.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that kind of, you know, it wasn't like that sort of ownership, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was definitely just like. It was just sort of like part of the kids call it lore nowadays. It's just part of my history. It's just part of my makeup. Like, you know, me and Angie were getting ready for bed and stuff. We're just kind of like hanging out, and she's like, I can't believe it's gone. I was like, yeah, but it's in a garage that we don't see. Like, is it there? Is it not there? It's the same thing, you know? And she's like, yeah, you're right. She's like, I maybe saw that truck maybe once every 7 months or so. So, you know,
yeah, and it's not like you had these big plans to finish it,
right? That was the other, yeah, no, for sure. Right? I've always hesitated, like,
You know? Yeah, you've always been like, I want to do something to the interior, but yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Pretty much.
And like, yeah, and then so you're, I think you're that. What was missing from your like desire or your motivation for the Forerunner will be put into the next one,
right? And let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So it's like I've said many, many times before, it's going to be a Tacoma. And that part I'm excited for. I am super excited looking at Facebook Marketplace stuff, like looking at, you know, looking at Tacomas. And I kind of and to kind of like make a smoother transition to talking about the Tacoma, even though I've had this 4Runner for so long, I'd be driving down the road, I would see a beat up Tacoma and be like, oh, you know, like it, that just always caught my eye. No matter what, every time I saw Tacoma, I would always just have to take a second to look at it, you know?
Yeah.
So this has been brewing for like a really, really long time. And now here I am. Now I'm in the position to start this new thing. One of the things was, is, and I don't, you know, take this for what it's worth, but I was having a little FOMO. You know, you're out there like building these trucks, like making these videos, having this grand old time, making merch, you know, with all this stuff. And I'm kind of like, I felt a little stuck, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, and we've talked about this before. We talked about that there was a flashpoint. I have a choice, either to sell the 4Runner and start this new journey or go all in on the 4Runner, finish interior, take it to every show that I could possibly take it to, create content, make videos, make more merch. Yeah. Like I was at a flashpoint and I decided to go the other way with this Tacoma. Yeah. And now here and we are.
And what happens when, cause there's a few people that I know that are in that position where they finish the outside of the truck and then they wait a couple of years. And then they do the inside of the truck, and then they bring it back out. But no one cares at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no impact. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there is no, like, if you were to finish the interior in the 4Runner and go all out on the 4Runner, it would still look like the same truck.
Yeah, exactly.
So there would be no, like, it would be an impact. You're like, oh, this new stuff for you. But to everyone else, they're just like, oh, you finally did it.
And that's where I was at with the interior on that thing. Yeah. It was more for me and, you know, taking my personality. I'm just like, this is fine. You know, like it's not completely jacked to crap. Like it's a put together clean stock interior. And I was just kind of comfortable. I was fine with it. You know, I was more worried with the outside appearance took me a long time to put a cap on the wheel and lug nuts. But, you know, I digress. But I was more concerned with how it ran, make sure everything worked. You know, that was one of the things going over it with Brandon was like, I was like, man, everything works. When you hit a switch, it works. Windows, lights, interior lights, air conditioning, heater, like everything works, you know?
Yeah, and that that rolls right over into the importance of finding a truck. When you're in a market for a truck, you know, you've been sending me links to Tacomas and stuff for sale. And when you're looking at these things, they range, you know, anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking at.
So like the happy middle ground's like $8,000 to $9,000, mm-hmm. right? And then you think, oh, but I can get this one for $6,000. But then you start to look at the difference between the $6,000 one mm-hmm. and the $9,000 one. And $3,000 is not a lot of money for what that $9,000 truck
right.
offers versus the $6,000 mm-hmm. truck. And so that's like shopping. And I was going over like through that with the Toyota I bought, the giveaway truck. You know, just like making sure to sift through these things to make sure like, oh, I'll spend an extra grand if I don't have to fix the interior.
Right.
If I don't have to hunt down plastics, mm-hmm. if I don't have to do this and da, da, da. So like that window of $3,000, it's going to be fun to find that right one.
Yeah.
You
know? And that was what was unique with the 4Runner, because the 4Runner, like I didn't have the option to find a really nice 4Runner. I just came up on this one that was frame swapped already, but had the outside was, you know, just trashed. The inside just needed a couple things to be put together. The inside has pretty much been consistent the whole time. But at that time,
that was important to you.
Right, exactly. Well, and because I wanted a 4Runner, and that fit the criteria of exactly what I needed.
Exactly.
And then there was like this like little, this point. So like we bag it, awesome. Great. It's been like that the whole time. But then like I can't roll around with it being that gold. You know, I had to do something. So I put a paint job on it. And by putting that paint job on it, it kind of almost like overshot the next step. You know what I mean? So like with the Tacoma, I'm going to start with a super clean stock pickup. And then like that, like I don't want to say that will be it, because it will, whatever it evolves into, it evolves into. But at least like it looks good. Like I don't have to. What am I trying to say? You understand what I'm trying to say? Like
I know exactly what you're saying, right. And it makes complete sense because, like you said in the video, you're a different person now.
Yes,
the Forerunner fulfilled exactly the it checked all the boxes for that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
The boxes are different now.
Yep.
So the boxes now is clean paint job, the color you want,
mm-hmm.
because
that's
you don't want to settle for a color just because you get a good deal. Mm-hmm. So you want to get this truck in your possession that you don't have to put any money into the body and paint.
Right.
You know, because a clean white or clean silver truck, you don't, it's just bagging on the wheels you want, mm-hmm. and you don't need to put a custom color on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the benefit of silver and white is, they're very mute colors. They're clean regardless of it. And then, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, you could be like, I'll throw some graphics on it. Or do nothing.
That's exactly. Exactly. You know, like, mm-hmm.
even that stripe that you had on the Forerunner,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like you could add something to that on a Tacoma
mm-hmm.
for very minimal cost.
Yeah. Yeah. I've already, it's what's interesting is I've thought about this truck for a long time and like little things that I can do to it because I do want to inject my personality into this next build, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I definitely have plans for that as well. But yeah, man, like it's cool. It's a crazy, you know, up and down thing. You know, the other huge aspect of it is I kind of touched on it before, like, you know, having this choice to where getting either going all in on the Forerunner or starting something new is because at the end of the day, like, this is my career and this is my job that I have to do. And part of my job is to create content, to create fresh things. You know, there's a reason why, you know, YouTubers go out and, you know, buy these cars and do these things. I understand that some people will listen to that and say, man, that's really a superficial way to look at it. You got rid of this thing that was such a big impact on your life for views, basically, or internet clout. I mean, maybe.
You'd be doing the same thing if you didn't have the YouTube channel and you didn't. Well, that's true.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you're not. So I don't think anyone is saying that. I don't.
Maybe that's like a pre thing.
That's like that's like you thinking that people would say that. Like that's I always think about that. Like if I wasn't doing Grindr TV, not doing the YouTube channel, not selling merch, I would just have a job
mm-hmm.
that paid for having a. Maybe not the Tacoma, maybe not as extreme as I'm doing now, maybe something, whatever. But like, I'm always like, I would always have something, whatever I had.
Yeah, because this is what we like to do.
On it. Yeah, like customizing, personalizing a vehicle. Mm-hmm. So like the YouTube stuff, it just kind of forces the hand a little bit too.
It forces the hand a little bit, but it also gives me, you know, one, motivation to create, but also... Mm-hmm. fresh content to create. Like it's a lot of different things. It's a whole bunch of different things all mixed up into this whole thing that we're doing, you know?
Well, and also just in life in general, we can get so comfortable with just everything. Yeah, it's fine. Everything's fine.
And that's working. Where it kind of was.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, sometimes you got to kind of like poke the bear a little bit, and the bear being yourself, and just kind of like a little adrenaline rush.
Hey, how many times have we talked about putting ourselves out there, putting risks, you know, when we talk about our brands, like putting risk out there, you know, getting good art or, you know, putting, buying a stock of shirt that you think might sell. And going to shows like that we had never been to, putting money out there to go to these places. Mm-hmm. This is part of that. This is me putting myself out there and a little bit into the unknown, you know, to kind of like further my journey in this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said,
and it's so funny we talk like this because there's other people that just do it normally.
Yeah, that's true.
They're just like, yeah, I sold my truck, bought a new truck 4 times in the last 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, you know for sure.
So, but yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I swung by my mechanic this morning just to talk to him. It's kind of interesting because he's a pretty integral part in this whole thing, you know, because one, you know, he's worked on the Forerunner the entire time I've had it. And so he's very knowledgeable about the situation. I've talked to him about buying a Tacoma and stuff. So he's kind of giving me some pointers. Like I went over there this morning and said, all right, man, like it's gone now, you know, now we're starting this journey, this purchasing a new truck. I'm like, what advice can you give me? And his advice to me this morning was, make sure you get a Carfax on every one that you look at. There's like a lot of like, mileage fraud going on right now. And people like, you know, this is just, I'm just reiterating what he says. So he's like, make sure you get a Carfax, you know. We didn't get in. He was kind of in a rush. I didn't really get in the mud about it, but you know, because I wanted more like, okay, clean Carfax. I get there. Now what do I look for? But you know,
Here's the thing, right? You're a Carfax ain't going to do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's only reported. You could go buy a used car at a dealership, get a clean Carfax. And in fact, I just saw this dude on the Titan forums the other day that bought a car from Carvana mm-hmm. with a clean Carfax. But they didn't report the accident that happened to it.
That was the part that I was wondering about. Like, yeah,
all the Carfax is going to do. Here's the biggest piece of advice: as long as it has a clean title,
mm-hmm.
right? And also, if it doesn't have a clean title, it doesn't even matter because a minor fender bender, you could get $1,000-$2,000 off without a clean title. Mm. But what the clean title does is it's good for resale.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for insurance because depending on insurance companies, sometimes they won't full coverage a
salvage title.
You know, a branded title, salvage branded title.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you're not going to have a problem finding a 2001 to 2004 clean Toyota Tacoma. Like, you know, it's not That's like you're true. Going and buying a 69 Mustang
yeah.
or something. You're buying a truck that's not even that old.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you can tell. And if you're buying one from like back east, there's rust problems on the frames,
mm-hmm.
you know, on Tacomas, right? So if you think in your brain, like, what? Like, if you're buying a Titan, you know, oh, the exhaust manifolds crack. Oh, these things, you know what to look for.
Right.
But what are the common problems with Tacomas? None.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, as long as you look at it and it starts and runs and drives, everything else doesn't
matter. That's kind of what I was thinking too, you know, after talking to him about that. I guess like, you know what a good litmus test for it is though that I thought is like the two that I'm looking at, I just kind of put out there. I said, hey, can I get the VIN number to run a Carfax? And I think maybe it's a good litmus test because if they start getting like edgy about it, then you're like, you know what I mean? But if they're like, yeah, sure, whatever, here you go. You know, then it's sort of like a good starting point to see, you know, what's going on with this thing. So,
Yeah. Cause then you could get away, avoid the scams and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the scams on Marketplace are pretty easy to find out because, a lot of times it'll be like, especially here in Phoenix, it'll be like for sale in Phoenix, the price will be too good. And then you look at the pictures and it looks like it's like green and the house are made of bricks.
Right. Right.
And you're like, that's not in Phoenix. That's somewhere. They just pulled stock photos from back east or something.
Interesting thing. Right. So like mm-hmm. the one of the trucks I'm looking at, I sent it to you because this one did seem a little dodgy. So I'm like, hey, check this out. Check out the little details on this thing. And one thing that I did was because this one guy who's selling this truck has selling a lot of vehicles. And I made sure that like, wait, are all these vehicles in the same street, like taking the same, like not just a bunch of random pictures? And it is. It's like the same street. It's the same background. It's like, OK, then, you know, that
I clicked on the map for that one. Uh-huh. And there was a pick and pull right there.
Right. That's what you had said.
And then there was houses right across the street. It almost looks like he pulls them in the neighborhood and takes pictures.
I think
in that
that's exactly what he does. Yeah. I think that's exactly what he does, which I'm actually, I don't know, I'm really liking that one. There's one that
did he message you back?
He did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cause I asked him, so his is a little like, when I asked him for the VIN number and the Carfax, like he sent me just a picture of his computer with the Carfax with the VIN number and stuff. So, but at least like, again, it wasn't like, oh, why do you need that? Or ghost me or not say anything, you know, like there's some sort of communication there, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, he's been communicating to me. That one is in Antelope Valley, which is like an hour and a half away from me. And then the other one is in Irvine, which is like an hour and a half away from me. So
it's going to
be fun to let everybody know. Just, I mean, actually by the time this video comes out, I might be on my way to go buy one. So I don't know, but I am looking for an 01 to 04 extra cab, white or silver, automatic, and super clean.
You know which one I would buy. I already told you.
I know. You showed me which one.
And you know why I would buy that one?
Because it's like it's a brand new truck, because basically.
It's a brand new truck, basically. It has cruise control, which is highly important to you.
But
you love yourself some cruise control.
So did the 4Runner had cruise control, but we had to take it off because it wouldn't fit in the tubs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't need to take it off on this one.
Oh, okay.
Right? So like, you just figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah.
But no, what I was saying is, even though that one truck you found that had, it had like a rebuilt head or something
supposedly.
Like that. Yeah. But that makes sense. So it doesn't make any, guy doesn't really have a reason to lie about that thing,
right?
That stuff.
Yeah. Well, because this guy,
but
this,
the thing okay. with the thing with, even though it has high mileage, but low mileages maybe on the motor,
mm-hmm.
every component on the truck has high mileage,
300,000 miles on it.
Yeah. So now you're just like 300,000 miles on
the transmission.
You know, what would matter? Yeah. The transmission. I don't know about Tacoma transmissions, if they're good or they're not. I know Joey's went out, once,
mm-hmm. Different, but that's like a different one though. That's like, that's an older,
same, just same motor, it's, same motor and transmission.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're the same from, they're all the same motors, 2.4 liter. Mm-hmm. The only thing that changed was the, some of the electronics on them, mm. But they're the same transmission, same motor from 1995 and a half to 2004.
Oh, okay.
And then even the newer ones, the 2005, the next gen, mm-hmm. uses the 2.7 liter Tacoma motor out of the previous generation Tacoma.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. But, that's the only thing I was thinking of. And that, cause when I was looking at that one, that 11.5, that's the one that I would go get. I would be in my truck and I would be like, hey man, or I would have at least messaged him and mm-hmm. be like, what's your lowest offer? Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, if he would have said 10 or 10.5, that would have been on me. That's a brand new truck.
Yeah.
120,000 miles. You're going to save $3,000 or $4,000. That would be the one I would go get.
Yeah, I know. It is
you
a
could
nice
tell
one.
That you could tell that dude just really took care of it. You know what yeah. I mean? And yeah. But anyways.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll see. It's an adventure, man. Like, yeah. that's part of the thing, too, you know? Like, that's... And I've talked about this before, how it's sort of, like, my duty to, like, do all the things that I said I was going to do, which is make content, make videos. We're going to... Mm-hmm. The first video is finding the truck, you know, like, going through that whole process, purchasing yeah. it. The next step is planning out what we're going to do with it, you know? Panda's going to build it. Like, I think that's pretty obvious that Panda's going to do the suspension on it. Yeah. I already got the wheels from Ben, so the wheels are ready yeah. to go. Want to have
that's
those.
I was going to say that's another thing is remember this truck is your like you said earlier, is your next half basically. Mm-hmm. So you need find something that's going to last your next half. It is an investment, you know, like mm-hmm. that one had 130,000 miles on it. The next one's had 100,000 more miles.
Right.
So you're almost getting an extra 100,000 miles. Less that for a little bit more money, but you're not flipping this truck. You're keeping this truck for
right.
a long time.
Right, right.
So, and then the other thing is Panda can't work on this for a little while. So you don't need to like rush into getting something.
Okay. Yeah. That's true too. So yeah. Cause I tend to do that thing where I'm like,
I do the same exact thing, same thing. Even this giveaway truck. Uh-huh. I didn't need to buy this truck.
Right.
This truck ain't getting worked on till the end of the year.
Okay.
But I get to that thing. I'm like, well, am I going to miss out on this deal?
Yeah.
And now I just look on Facebook Marketplace and there's just, as soon as you start looking for something, Facebook just starts feeding you.
Everything. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So.
And that's where I was kind of at on this whole thing. Like I was getting a little like chomping at the bit, ready to go, mm-hmm. ready to go. But I realized like there's always a good deal at any particular time. Just which one am I going to get?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
always out. Cause like you said, they have produced millions of 01 to 04. I yeah. mean, not me, man. Millions, but many, many, yeah. many, many of them.
And it's not like you only have X amount of money to spend on it. Mm-hmm. You obviously everybody wants. What is going on here? Oh, it wants me to turn on the hand gesture thing. Like, remember I did that thing?
And oh yeah,
like, yeah. Anyways,
yeah.
But it's not like you're restricted to one price, mm-hmm. and so you don't want to let that certain one get away at that certain price,
right?
So you could almost be like, okay, maybe I don't want a truck with 300,000 miles. I want a truck with less miles, but I don't want to spend 11 grand. I only want to spend this. Mm-hmm. Somewhere down the line there's gonna be a truck with 180,000 miles.
I see.
For yeah. that a price in between those two prices. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you just never know. But yeah, yeah, like that's what I was saying, like I chomp at the bit too, man. I'm just like, when I went down to buy that Titan, that XD, mm-hmm. it was 2020 with 77,000 miles on it. SV, which means heated seats, power, everything, oh, like nice. All that stuff, and it was $23,000.
Wow, that's clean a title deal.
Clean title,
yeah,
yeah. All that stuff, and it was at a Ford dealership. And so when I went down there, I got it. I'm like, oh yeah, we sold that last night,
dude.
So now I'm at home. I'm just like,
yeah,
which one's for sale? I want to buy one. But Titan XDs aren't like Tacomas. They didn't make a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And so to find the one that I want for the price that I can afford is like not easy, but I'm chomping mm-hmm. at the bit. I'm just like, I'll buy the next. I was already ready to buy.
You're like, I'll just buy anything.
Buy the next one.
Yeah.
I'm in my mind. I go, no, find the thing that makes sense relax. You don't need it right now.
And that's where I was, because like when I the like it all just like it, since everything was happening so fast with the Forerunner, on it was like a Wednesday evening, and I had found the one in Antelope Valley, and I was like, and you kind of fed into it too. You're like, go get it, like, go get it tomorrow.
It's such a good price.
I know, and I was like,
such a perfect thing. I would have been like, yeah, go get that one.
I was like, okay, well, I said, I can't do it tomorrow because I have to do this with the forward. I have to at least get this thing out of here before I could start doing this next
part. I'm like this. This is the way my brain works.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, can I come get that right now? And they'd be like, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm just, I will go because I don't have as many things going on in like my life as you do. Is like, I don't have kids sports. I don't got to pick kids up from school. I can just leave whenever I want. Right. So there's no, I don't have to do anything. So you're going to get that a lot from me when you send me links. I'm like, go get that now.
I know. I need to like to be the other half. You're like, all right, now let's think about it. Yeah.
But then you also need to like I said, Facebook is so, Marketplace is so cutthroat, because when you put something for sale, mm-hmm. you get all these messages. Is that still available? So these people are getting inundated with all these messages.
Right.
So even when you hit someone up about something, don't say, hey, is this still available?
Okay.
Say, hey, I'm interested in the truck. Can I get more information about it?
Okay.
Because when you get those auto, you know, is this still available? It's super annoying. And a lot of people
will just ignore those.
They'll just ignore them, think you're just spam, because there's so much spam and scammy things on there. But the other part of it too is, if you're selling a vehicle for a good deal, you're not waiting around for somebody.
Right.
You're going to sell it to whoever shows up first.
That's true.
So you almost got to be prepared to go.
Yeah. Well, and now I'm in that position. I wasn't in that position Wednesday because I had to finish details. But
Marketplace is too hard to not look at.
You're I've been obsessively looking at it every single day ever since that Friday. I check on, like, not hourly, but seems like it's hourly, just like, what's going on. And then now, like, you have to forgive me, I'm completely brand new to all of this, so like everybody's like, well, duh, like I'm all just saving stuff. Like, I realized you could save, like, oh, save that one, okay, like save that one. Now I got like this whole list of trucks that are just saved, you know.
Yeah.
And then also what I found kind of funny, and it's kind of fun, is to also go like when the shitty ones pop up, to just kind of see what's going on with those, or when you find a bagged one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's so interesting too. Like, you know, people trying to sell bagged trucks and stuff.
Yeah. It's so interesting just to see what is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, I look at my searches all over the place now, and I'm just like, ooh, I want that. And there was like an Isuzu on there for like $1,500. And I'm like, I can't do it.
You're going to run out of room to hide these things at your house.
I know.
You're already there.
I'm already there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a fun adventure. Marketplace in itself is a fun adventure. And then knowing when to pounce, knowing when to kind of, oh, is this too good of a deal, or what's going on?
Those are the ones that kind of freak me out, is when they're too good of a deal. Yeah. You know, those are the ones that kind of, because, you know, just because the way that the world is now, you know.
Yeah,
but I was gonna bring up something else about the whole thing. Oh, I've gotten a few messages, also about like people sending me trucks that are done, like bag trucks and stuff. No, do not want to go down that route. No. So thank you. I'm not saying I don't appreciate it, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. But that's not where we're at. We want a bone stock, because like, you know, I do want to build something fresh and new, and that doesn't exist, you know. Because that's essentially...
Again, having all the pieces there, you know, if you buy something bagged or whatever, mid-project, finished project, that person has taken things off of that truck.
Mm-hmm. That are never going back on.
That are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Could be kick panels. Could be just weird, random things. Mm-hmm. It could be a piece in the motor. It could be they could have, like, looped the heater and the heater doesn't work. They could have done all these things that it wasn't important to them,
mm-hmm.
but buying this thing that's stock where every single thing works, cruise control, AC, heat, like it passes emissions,
mm-hmm.
like all these things you don't want to mess with later on down the road, because it's just going to cost you money down the road.
Right, right. Yeah, no, and that's exactly where I'm at. And like, I want to like what you're doing. The trucks you're creating right now never existed before. Eric's truck has never existed before. Now there's going to be this super cool standard cab, you know, truck rolling around that never existed. Yeah. And like your Tacoma and this thing that I'm building, these things are like, I mean, I think, and it just is a thing within our scene, is just a lot of these trucks kind of hang around for a long time, you know, mm-hmm. and like they have history to them and stuff, which is fine. Like, hey man, like the guy who bought my truck, that just fit mm-hmm. what he wanted to do. You know, it fit exactly what he wanted to do.
Yeah. You know, and you're creating value. And I think this is not something, it's something that people know, but, and know more now than we did know back then. But back in the day, we would just be like, yeah, whatever, cut it up.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't pay attention. It goes to the 2-door, 4-door thing, right? Mm-hmm. Putting money into if you like 4-door cars, that's fine. If you like them better than 2-doors. But you got to kind of sit back and go, okay, what am I going to put my money into?
Right.
You know, so your money goes farther with doing certain things. So if you get this truck that's like if there was 2 trucks next to each other and one had cruise control and one didn't, one had AC and one didn't. One, the heater didn't work, and one, you want the one that everything works,
right?
Because when you have this truck, you're enjoying it more. But also, in the end of this truck's life, like your 4Runner, the end of its life for you, mm-hmm. The things that you put money into in the beginning, or maybe spent a little bit more money in the beginning, you're going to get your money back out of it here. Right. It's like buying a new vehicle. So you know, if you buy, like you bought the Tundra, right? So you bought the TRD package with the 4-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not because I'm going to go 4-wheel.
Use the 4-wheel drive.
Right.
But
it creates value.
At the end, it creates value. Mm-hmm. That, well, you paid a little bit more money for that trim up front, mm-hmm. but at the tail end, that's going to be worth more than the guy that only bought the 2-wheel drive.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. That's part of the whole equation in the process too, you know?
Yeah.
Another cool thing was, you know, like since the 4Runner has been in my life for so long and so many people have been involved with it, my smog guy sent me a message. He's like, oh man, I'm gonna miss being able to smog that thing every couple of years. And I was like, thanks for taking care of it for so long. You know, so it's just really interesting how all of these people who have kind of like had a hand in it. You know, yeah. Alan hit me up and he's like, oh no way. Yeah. You know, and with Alan, like Alan is really special to me because, you know, he really, you know, that truck mostly is the paint job, like it's just a nice looking paint job. So I was messaging him and we were talking and I said, hey, look, I just hope I'm moving on from it. It's fine. But I just hope that I did you the justice that you deserve by the work that you put into it by always mentioning it. AK airbrushing. You know, Alan did the paint.
Yes.
You know, I just wanted I wanted each feature to have its own place, even like the suspension. Bobby, Sadistic Ironworks, like. You know, like he gets his accolades too. Like, I just wanted to make sure. And he's like, yeah, man, it was cool. So I was like,
yeah,
I wanted to make sure that was, he got his, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause everyone took care of you when it was time to take care of you. You didn't want to take care of them.
Right. Exactly.
Your time to take care of them.
And that's what I want to do on this next step. You know, like I had always said, and I've said this to ad nauseum, is building that truck, I wanted to make sure that no matter where it ended up, people knew who built it and what was done to it. And like I was telling Brandon on the way up, I said, you pull the wheel off, it says Sadistic Ironworks on the side of the frame. You pull the, drop the fuel cell on it, it says Sadistic. Like, yeah, there is zero doubt. So like when you don't have, whatever happens to it, and someone goes like, I wonder who built this truck, there's like zero doubt who did that. And I want to do that on this next thing too, you know, with Panda. And I want it to be its own thing. Cause like I said, and it's, you know, it sounds mushy or whatever, but like, when I get the Tacoma and start building it, I'm only the caretaker for that particular time, you know, and I want to do the things I want to do to it. I want to make sure the people who have their hand in it get, you know, the props that they deserve and just, you know, keep going down that path, you know?
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
I was saying so the ultimate goal is build a Tacoma, take that thing and really, really say what I want to do with it. And that's drive it. Just take it places. I want to incorporate it into where I want to do a 10x10 booth so I can have a 10x10 easy up, a few totes and a table and kind of hone that in. So like, you know, we always talk about this, like we have different options, like we have our big mega booths and stuff like that. But I want to scale down to where you're like, hey, come out to a show, you know, come out to Severed and bring the truck and I'll just throw all the stuff in the back and head out there.
Well, the benefit you have now is you can put a height hitch behind the license plate and still tow your trailer.
Yeah.
Like that truck will tow, I think those trucks tow like 3,000 or 4,000 pounds.
Even the four cylinders?
Yeah. Yeah. A 4-cylinder, that little Toyota out there will pull your trailer. Hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like You always have this thing in your head that you need this like
truck,
big this truck. Huge truck to pull this tiny little trailer.
Yeah.
Like you don't, you look at, you could just Google what is a Toyota Tacoma four cylinder automatic tow.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. But my sentiment is just, I want to start doing what I said I was going to do.
Yeah. But you know? This is like I'm saying, but, since you're starting with something stock, when you go to build it, make sure there's a hitch on there. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're capable of that. So you can have your 10x10 with totes in the bed. You know, so when you go to build the suspension, you want to make sure that the bed's deep. You can put your totes in it. There's a tie strap still so you can, you know, latch stuff over. Mm-hmm. And then when I say, hey, you coming out this week? Are you coming out to the show in Arizona? Like this kind of all started. I forgot what show you were going to bring the 4Runner out here. And I was like, just drive it. And you're like, I don't want to drive it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was one of the shows.
Yeah, but I was like, why not? And you're like, I don't know. I don't like driving it. Like, what?
Yeah.
So you almost need that mindset of, hey, same conversation, same setting, but you go, I can't wait to drive my Tacoma out there.
And that's what I want. That's the, that's what I'm yearning for. That's the feeling that I'm yearning for is taking this thing. Like, and one thing, okay, again, the way that it worked out, like with the paint job on the 4Runner was, and I know it's a stock color and it's not really much, you know, but it was a new paint job to me. So I was always so super careful with it. And that's why it sat most of the time in the garage. It sat in the garage protecting the paint. You know, every time I would like get a little scratch or get a road chip, it would drive me crazy. This next one, I'm going to park it right here, like right out where I park my normal cars. You know, it's going to be the Tundra, the Camry, and the Tacoma. And like that will, it being in my face every day will hopefully drive that yearning to accomplish that. To get in it and go do something with it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm super excited. And just everybody stay tuned for what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super stoked.
Me and Frank are both just going to have a bunch of Tacoma t-shirts.
I know, right? That's why I'm really heavily leaning towards finding a silver one. Because if I get a white extra cap Tacoma... We're going to look like a couple dorks.
Well, we are a couple dorks.
I mean, we are a couple dorks, but it's going to look even worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. So that's why I'm really trying to like look for a silver one. I saw like a red one. I'm not interested in red. I saw like a forest green one. That didn't do anything. I just want
the colors silver. On the Tacomas on the color or the colors that Toyota Tacomas offered those years were not. They were not great. They were like that forest dark green,
red,
silver, white, red. I don't know what years they offered that purple color.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, like that seafoam
like
green.
Like a lavender,
color.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the seafoam like, green. Yeah, that
like
was
McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that? Yeah.
McDonald's was seafoam green.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a couple odd ones.
Trucks, I like odd colors on trucks, but to own one for a lengthy period of time, like I would buy one. Like if it was an oddball color and I was like, oh, I'm just going to buy this, bag it and sell it. I might buy an oddball color because I'm not going to keep it. Mm-hmm. So it would be kind of cool to do it to something different.
Right.
But if you have to look at it every day, you're just like.
I often wonder that about the TRD orange, like 4Runners and Tundras and stuff. I see one. I'm like, damn, that's bad. But then I'm like, what if I had to drive it every day? What if I had to take a bright orange Tundra down to like, you know, Los Angeles and just park it in some street? You know, like,
yeah.
I wonder about that, which is,
again, I would love to have a red truck.
I don't like red.
I don't like the red that is on the Titans.
Yeah. I don't like that red.
It's too like a, I don't know how to explain it, but I like the sand, like that tan color.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Yeah. But, that's a cool one. Yeah, what is Joey's truck? Is that a stock red?
I think it's a stock red.
Yeah. His looks good. But then again, like it's like a clean, smooth paint job.
It also is broken up by
the graphic,
the chrome, you know.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm looking
forward
to.
If you have like a full size truck with all, that's a lot of paint.
Yeah.
That's a big doors, big bed. And you're just like, oh, that's a lot.
But then again, like one of my favorite trucks is a OBS Crew Cab Dually that's bright red. Like those things are sick.
Yeah, it's just, it is what it is.
But I am some of the small little things that get me excited is I cannot wait to put chrome wheels on it. I cannot wait to put a chrome grill in it with a chrome bumper. Mm. I'm keeping a rear bumper, so chrome rear bumper. Like those little things are kind of like get me all excited, you know?
Yeah.
Like of course, the one of the questions is it going to have billets? No. It's going to have Alba Banks.
Yeah.
18s.
Yeah, with tweed interior.
With tweed interior, yeah.
He's going to put louvers on the hood, too.
Right, right. So, yeah, super excited. Very still kind of like in the honeymoon stage of, you know, all this happening. So kind of still riding that high, you know, fielding all the comments and messages. And I'm just really like, it's really cool that like I said in the video that this truck and I don't know if I really expressed it correctly. One, because like I just had so much on my mind at the time. But the truck, what I meant by with the truck, like, you know, I enjoy people coming up to me and ask me about it. Not because I'm vain and I want people to ask me about my truck. I enjoyed it because it started a conversation that ended up talking about their thing and learning about that person. You know, it was like it was just like a starting point for someone to come up, like a perfect stranger to come up to me and say like, hey, man, I really like your 4Runner. You know, what's going on? And then the conversation evolves into like, hey, what are you building? Where are you from? What do you do? And it like I've built so many relationships off of just that someone. And so that's what I meant. Is it just
it? Well, I don't think did someone say something that you meant something different?
No, I'm just clarifying. No. This is like
things that you play in your head after. Yeah, you're like, oh, maybe people will think.
Yeah, maybe people think that like Frank just loved people just talking about his truck. No. Like, no.
I just. But I think anyone that's what these vehicles are just conversation starters. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Because you walk up to someone. Imagine walking up to a stranger in the mall, and you're just like, "Hey, how's it going?" Yeah, okay. Exactly. And they're like, "Good. How are you doing?" Yeah. And then you're just like, "Yeah. So, but
what do you do for work?"
Yeah. In the car world, you can walk up to a perfect stranger and be like, this is yours? Oh, I really like it. What'd you do to it? Show me. And then I have this. So you create this friendship, this acquaintanceship, if that's even a word. But you can't, like, you have that's the tool that does that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's what I meant in that. But, yeah, yeah. You're getting ready to come out here to a show. We're going to Unfinished Business this weekend.
That's what I was doing before this was I forgot that I have everything that was in the big trailer that I sold in the little trailer.
Oh, so you opened it up and it's just like, oh.
So I opened up. I was like, oh, yeah, I take all this out.
Because
Lindsay's we're taking her booth, too. So we're all just going to throw everything back there. And we're all getting a hotel tonight. So I didn't want to throw everything in the bed of the truck and stay in a hotel and banning. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfinished business.
Yeah, tomorrow. Unfinished business.
That's what I was going to ask you. So are you still coming down?
Oh, the show? 100%. Still? Yeah, I'm still coming down. Yeah. I was almost like... I was almost going to be like, what about if I just rocked up in a stock Tacoma? Like, that's why I kind of got excited about just going to get it tomorrow.
Oh, going to get one tomorrow.
By the way, like, you know, I didn't tell anybody like nothing that was happening. Yesterday, Brandon took off in the truck and I posted the video.
Yeah.
That was it. Like, that was everybody's cluing into what's going on. So I thought about how crazy is it. I drop a video on Thursday about me selling the truck, and I pull up on Friday or Saturday morning in a stock Tacoma. But that's probably not going to work out. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to be there. I get to drive the nice Tundra down, though. So it's going to be a little more comfortable because as
it's kind of like it was before, going to a show in a stock Tundra.
Right? Nothing's really changed.
Nothing's actually changed.
Nothing's really changed. And then, like I said before, leaving with Joey, heading down to San Diego, going to the Wu-Tang concert. The plan for Sunday has changed a little bit because in the last episode, we were laying out this really nice plan to make this video. No, it's just going to be us with Joey's truck going to get something to eat Sunday morning. So.
You could still do it, though.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
You could do not a full feature on his truck. You could wait for the full feature, but you could just, like... talk, you know, with the truck.
Yeah, it's just going to be just a cool few clips of him rolling around, really cool background, like just going to do stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, and it'll be fun to talk about this new thing, you know, this new chapter in my life about building stuff. And, you know, it's all cool. It's all going to fit together real nice. It's all going to be cool. Let's go. Let's go! Let's go! But, yeah, man, so I guess I'll...
one thing I forgot to mention last week is on my Tacoma, you know, I got those doors from that guy in Texas. Mm-hmm. So my ignition key never fit my door keys. So I could never lock my truck cause I didn't have a key to the ignition one. Mm-hmm. Well, this dude hit me up that lives in Austin. He's like, hey, you're coming out for the Classic Truck Throwdown. Bring your key locks and I'll fix them for you.
Oh, really?
So I popped the door handles out. Yeah. And this guy, I forgot his name, but it's ISC. UZU on Instagram, totally my bad on forgetting your name, man.
It's all right.
But he was at the show, and yeah, he just, he took my locks and he took every little, like these little spacers out of them, like took the actual thing, and then he took the key and like
put it in and then put them back in.
Put him back in, did all this stuff, and yeah,
now you, key lock. That's so awesome.
I wanted to give him a shout out.
That's cool.
So if you're ever in Austin and you need a locksmith, hit him up.
Yeah, that's super cool. What else, yeah. You got anything going on behind the scenes you want to talk about? What's stuff coming up? Videos going down?
I don't know. I'm all over the place. I'm started to make a video on the giveaway truck, and then I've been at Panda's during the week, filming. We've been working on the red truck.
Panda's just going to build us trucks for a while.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get that red truck done and out of there, because then the Tacoma is going to go over to Tanner's and we're going to do some stuff. Then it's going to go to Panda's and we're going to do some stuff. And I want to get the OBS over to Panda's and just like get these. I want to get content moving more and more and more and more and more.
And that's where I was at, man. Like, yeah. Like I said earlier, I can't say it in there with it. Like I had FOMO. So I'm doing all this cool stuff, like all this exciting things. And I'm like, I want to do that. Mm. And here I am. I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. It's scary and it's risky and scary, but at the same time, it's when you look at it, it's really not risky and scary. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're just moving money from,
and that's what it is. Like the money, and this sounds super pretentious, so forgive me. But the money's the money. We'll figure out that part of it. But what has been the number one problem? Not number one problem. But what has been a major problem over all of this stuff, all of these years, is finding reliable people to do stuff. You know, yeah. Like
and having a reliable person to do something actually raises the value of your vehicle. Mm-hmm. So like. You sold your 4Runner. You're going to buy this Tacoma. Let's say you buy $9,000, right? That $9,000 is still $9,000. Mm-hmm. That $9,000 is never going to go away.
Right.
It's just turned from cash into this physical thing. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to take some more money and you're going to pay labor. And that's obviously, but that takes that $9,000 truck and raises the value of that truck. Right. And we're in this space now where you, if you put money into a mini truck, the right mini truck. This is your two-door car mini truck.
Right, 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 right.
You know
I'm
what
not,
I mean?
Like, and forgive me for whoever has this. I'm not building an 86 Mazda B-Series.
Yeah, and I mean? There's nothing wrong with that.
And that's what I'm saying. Don't get offended, but...
But when it comes to, like, getting your money back out of something...
Right.
You want to build the two-door Cadillac, not the four-door Cadillac.
Right, right.
Brent, I know you're listening to this. And Brent, I know you put a lot of money in your Cadillac, and I know you sold your Cadillac and didn't make that money.
Let me say mine. Sorry, old man Dave, but he did pretty good on that Mazda, and it was a really cool Mazda. So
yeah, and that's the thing. It was like, again, if you could take a Mazda, but the thing with a Mazda too is you're not spending as much money buying.
That's
it.
True. That's true.
So you buy it for cheaper, but then you have the same reputable shop. Mm-hmm. You know, build it. And it adds the same value, but it, you know what I mean? You started with less.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it's just moving money around. And it goes back to what we talked about before, is having a plan. Mm-hmm. Like, it's why I buy Beltec spindles versus the cheaper brand spindle. Mm-hmm. Because when I go to sell the vehicle, I'm like, it's got Beltec spindles on. You can say these names, you know what I mean? And they hold a little bit of value.
Right, yeah, for sure.
And that's what Panda is kind of like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's Panda, Maxfish. You know, someone of that, like, that has a reputation for building stuff that, oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy. Oh, I've seen his work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I've seen that guy finish vehicles. I've, you know.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that. That is going to be so many conversations coming up over this next thing, is like going through this process of building. And we'll get into the mud of all that. I mean, we've gotten to the mud about it before, but now we have sort of like a new motivation behind it. Because we've talked about shops and building stuff and fabrication. But now we're in it. You've been in it longer now than I'm just entering it. But now we have more of a situational thing to talk about, as well as referencing these things that we've talked about before.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to experience options with your truck, because it's not building a Tacoma is not like building a 80, 90, 95 torsion truck or previous year torsion truck. There's certain, like me, I bought the Hell's Gate kit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's options for that. And so you're going to experience this like, okay, what's the best route to do this?
Right.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah. And when I come, we don't know, that changed, but I don't know, but yeah, I'll get out there soon. sit down with Panda and we'll go over it, you know? So like, it's going to be great. It's gonna be a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff.
And you're going to be out here quite a bit once that all does happen.
That's the other thing. So make sure my room is ready.
It's always ready.
It's always ready. Right on. Well, that's it. We'll see you.
I think. Yeah. We'll, I didn't look, I meant to look at the Instagram before
we'll
pick up that next
week. This one was a special edition of the Drop of Frank and Brian. Frank sells his, it's like the Always Sunny thing where it's all like the gang, you know, does this. The gang sells Frank's 4Runner. Yep. But now, hey, now that I've sold it and now I'm starting this new journey, livelifecustom.com. Go buy some t-shirts. There's new merch coming. Lots of new merch coming. So
lots of new merch. And I still have one more set of the earphones.
Oh.
Of the Kicker earbuds. Nice. I got rid of two. So spend $100, get a set of Kicker earbuds.
Awesome.
Sound like a salesman here, but hey, I have them. I might as well utilize
it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Right on. Okay, cool. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Night.